You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
We got to reform government. We got to fix the economy. We got to create jobs. But right now, we have to restore trust and confidence in government.
The fact is that we have to have government. When a hurricane strikes, as it did with Katrina, we have to have a FEMA that works.
On January 20th, when John McCain and I are sworn in, if we are so privileged to be elected to serve this country, we'll be ready. I'm ready.
Well, as you can hear last night, three out of four of the members of the Democratic and Republican presidential tickets were in the spotlight, and all three delivered sharply different insights into the nature of their campaign, their strategy for the future, and what's important to them. John McCain, Barack Obama, and Sarah Palin all had primetime appearances in question and answer sessions. Barack Obama and John McCain were at Columbia University at a very serious sort of service forum at the university. It was the day, of course, memorial for 9/11. The discourse and tone of the campaign was far, far removed from the lipstick and pig discussions that dominated the weekend. At the Columbia University event is Andrea Bernstein, our Takeaway political director. You were there last night. You also saw the Palin interview on ABC, which was a very different sort of story. First of all, set the scene. What was going on at Columbia?
Well, the forum was supposed to be about national service, a nonpartisan event, and Barack Obama and John McCain were in front of a hall, and there were a lot of reporters in another building across the quad from them. Turned out to be a little more interesting than you might expect an event where people promise no partisanship.
Right. It was billed pretty wonky, but it actually turned out to be more interesting.
I think especially for John McCain, he had a sort of a heavy lift because he had to criticize President Bush without overtly criticizing President Bush and yet distance himself. He had to criticize government and yet promote the idea of government service, and he had to defend Sarah Palin while at the same time sort of backing off some of the harsher attacks of the week. And one of the things that was interesting about the event is the premise of the event was that September 11th created a sense of higher purpose in Americans, and the organizers wanted to capture that higher purpose and put everybody to work. So they asked people, you know, what happened after 9/11, and one of the particularly revealing McCain answers was this one.
And I think that if we had asked for a concrete plan of action, both on the part of federal, state, and local governments, as well as by the Congress of the United States, as well as, frankly, talking directly to the American people, on the need for us all to serve this nation, I think perhaps we...
And he never finishes the sentence, because perhaps we would have had a different outcome if President Bush hadn't been the president.
But he's talking about the sort of spirit of unity after 9/11 that would be mobilizable as some kind of national service sort of momentum, and it never really happened.
Right. He was talking about that. And another interesting row to hoe for him was that the idea of this negative campaign came up, and he was sort of asked repeatedly, well, if you have a negative campaign, aren't you dampening interest in government? Aren't you doing the very thing that you argue against, which is turning people off government? And he was very specifically asked about the attack that came up at the convention by Sarah Palin and Rudy Giuliani on community organizers.
Well, I mean, they poked fun of community organizers, and Barack Obama is a community organizer.
Right. Or was. Right. I mean, it's one of his credentials. So there was John McCain not wanting to sort of let his vice presidential candidate twist in the wind, but also not wanting to say something bad about community service at a community service event.
Governor Palin was responding to the criticism of her inexperience and her job as a mayor in a small town. That's what she was responding to. Of course I respect community organizers. Of course I respect people who serve their community. And Senator Obama's record there is outstanding.
That's interesting because, you know, I mean, John McCain has a lot of challenges, hoeing this row. But I'm wondering, you know, he's had the best lines of the week. Both he and Palin have. I mean, did he defend his campaign at all?
Well, he sort of didn't when asked about the negative campaign.
Really?
He ducked that question. Barack Obama had a much easier time and sort of a warmer audience. I mean, he is a Columbia grad. He
got,
you know, hoots and hollers. But perhaps the line of the night did go to Barack Obama when he was talking about he would go to Washington. He would sort of revive, implied the Kennedy era, the best and the brightest.
What we also want to do is to remind young people that if it weren't for government, then we wouldn't have a Civil Rights Act. If it weren't for government, we would not have the interstate highway system. If it weren't for government, we would not have some of our parks and natural wilderness areas that are so precious to America. And so part of my job, I think, as president, is to make government cool again.
Perhaps avoiding the best and brightest, which led us to Vietnam. Your words, not his. Talk a bit about Sarah Palin. I mean, Charlie Gibson took some great pains to try to reveal a little more about Sarah Palin. How do you think he did, and what do you think we know today that we didn't know yesterday?
Well, there was clearly pressure on him as well as her.
Right.
She obviously was very well prepared for this interview, except on the question of the Bush Doctrine and whether she believed in sort of pre-intervention as Bush does. She says she's ready. I wouldn't expect her to say otherwise. Barack Obama is also ready. He's got a big ad ready to go just off the transom where he's attacking John McCain on his experience.
Well, you know, it's interesting watching that interview last night. Both of them were under so much pressure, as you said. I left feeling like maybe this isn't the best way to learn about a candidate, and it's maybe not the best form for journalism. Andrea Bernstein, thanks for being
with us.
Thank you. Very interesting campaign developments today. Is it a pause, a high-minded pause? Do we go back to slash and burn? We'll certainly know later on in the